The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dara.
I wanted to ask you how your wedding planning is going.
Ooh, stressful. And I finally figured out that apparently one needs colors for a wedding. Because every time I go to anyone, the cake decorator, they want to know the colors. You go to look for dresses, they want to know the colors. And I looked at my mom and I said, I think we need some colors.
Have you gotten to the point where you get to taste all of the different cakes
no,
to figure out which one you wanted?
But the fiance is much, much excited about the cake decorating appointment.
I've heard that that's the best
part. Let me try the colors. Red, yellow, and white. Is yellow weird with red and white?
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
I thought it was. But, I mean, I can't do blue because then I don't want to have red, white, and blue. I mean, that's like ridiculous. Like flag-bearing wedding. But anyway, that's where I am. So stay tuned for the colors of the wedding. I know that's got you guys on the edge of your seats.
I would just like to hear about the cake. When you decide about the cake,
Come back and talk to Dara.
Leftovers for the office. So,
Amber, what do you have for us today?
All right. This week, we've got a new study out by Carolyn Hoxby and Sarah Turner called Expanding College Opportunities for High-Achieving Low-Income Students. You guys may recall I did the Hoxby study a few weeks ago, and this is the follow-up. But that earlier study found that high-achieving kids from poor families mostly don't apply to, much less attend, are more elite colleges and universities, despite the fact that they've got great academic results and that the colleges offer lots of financial aids to poor kids. So anyway, in this study, they used the National Student Clearinghouse data, which is apparently a treasure trove of data that we can't get our hands on, incidentally, but that's another story. An analyst examined whether providing these students with more and better information about selective colleges and their admissions process can increase the application and enrollment rates of these students into those colleges. So they've come up with this program called Expanding College Opportunities, which basically means that they mail a bunch of semi-tailored college application packets to multiple colleges, so it's not about any one particular college. They send it out to about 40,000 high-achieving, low-income seniors, including about 8,000 who served as the control group students, and they randomly assign them to the intervention or not. It's actually various tiers of the intervention, which is not that important. They mostly focused on the most recent results from 2011-2012, though the program started in 2009. The big banner headline finding was that mailing the information materials about college cost and these various application procedures did cause, and I'm going to use that word, cause, the students to apply to and matriculate into more sensitive, selective colleges at greater rates. And then they actually followed them and they found that their freshman grades were as good as the control students, despite the fact that many of those control students were obviously in less selective colleges. And they basically, then they did a cost benefit. It's a huge, voluminous study, but the last piece of it is a cost benefit. The packets cost $6. So they end up saying, hey, this is easily scalable. But, and everybody's like, well, why don't we have this then? And they explain at the end, you know, it's kind of common sense because they gave information about multiple colleges, it's not in any one college's benefit to spend the money on this, because the benefits could accrue to other universities, of which many are their competitors. So anyway, it was a neat little study. I mean, I kind of had a little problem with the fact that these analysts designed the intervention that they then evaluated, which is kind of a no-no. But then again, these are rock star economists, so I'm not going to quibble too much with that.
One of the things that I find really interesting about this is that we put a lot of emphasis on face-to-face interventions, which are very expensive. You have one-on-one mentoring or tutoring or after-school programs or conversations with parents and students together, and which is really expensive. So I'm actually surprised to hear that there was such a positive effect with doing something as simple as putting something in the mail.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, they went to great lengths to design the materials to sort of speak to these various things that they know that kids who aren't going to this college fear. And the cost was a big thing. So they really laid out, you know, and played up the sort of scholarships that were available and so on and so forth. And again, they had different versions of the materials, which, you know, really spoke to, and they did a lot of sort of background research on what parents tend to throw in the trash and what they didn't. And they tried to make it look legitimate and not like a sales pitch. So there was actually quite a bit of good research that went into how to design the materials, which is key. You know, you wouldn't think. They just didn't want to look like some brochure that gets tossed. They wanted to look legitimate and useful. And so it was semi-tailored as well to use some of the information about the kids themselves. So I think, you know, it's not just any old thing you can stick in the mail, but it does show that, yeah, for $6, if you put some thought into what this material should have, it's going to get kids and parents' attention.
I think what else is interesting about this is we have all these one-on-one, you know, in-person interventions are usually with the kid. You know, it's the mentoring, it's the college counseling, whereas, you know, this is getting information straight to the parents' hands, mm-hmm. more than likely. And, you know, stuff that's passed through, even, you know, the same type of thing passed through the child's backpack may or may not actually make it into their parents' hands. That's an interesting point.
It reduces the amount of information that's lost in translation.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know. I mean, for $6... And that's pretty impressive, right? And I mean, and they make the point that maybe it's some kind of intercollegiate or consortia that should kind of take this on. It's not any one individual college, but somebody who doesn't have any real skin in the game in terms of where these kids end up attending. So I don't know. It's one of these things that just seems like, okay, now who's going to do this? You know?
Well, hopefully somebody steps up.